Moments of Melody, the program with a song for your heart. An imaginary story is told about Satan's attack upon a certain Christian. First, the evil one shot a poisonous dart at the believer's heel. But the Christian was unarmed because he had his feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Satan's next attack was a thrust at the vital zone. But the Christian repelled this too because he had his loins girt about with truth. Unsuccessfully, the evil one aimed another arrow a bit higher, but there he encountered the breastplate of righteousness. The Christian knocked away other shafts with his shield of faith, while his head proved invulnerable because he was protected by the helmet of salvation. Satan, however, is not so soon discouraged. Slipping around behind him, he shot him in his back wallet pocket. The Christian collapsed in complete defeat. Having turned toward the things of the world, he was an easy victim, for God had provided no armor for the back. You know, the Christian soldier is to march forward. There's no place for retreat and going back into the world. The pocketbook test tells so much about a person.
Why don't you give him a place in your heart? Don't turn away from his love, depart. You'll find happiness right from the start.
Sitting opposite the treasury of the temple, Jesus watched the multitude throwing coins into the treasury, the many rich with their many offerings. And there was one poor widow who came and put in two mites, which makes a farthing. Thereupon he called his disciples to him and said to them, "Believe me, this poor widow has put in more than all those others who've put offerings into the treasury. The others all gave out of what they had to spare. She, with so little to give, put in all that she had, her whole livelihood." The Lord still sits watching the treasury to see if people give him grudgingly or if they bestow their alms sacrificially out of heart of love. What attitude do you exhibit? Answer that question, and you will know how much attention God pays to your gifts. The hour will come when the wealth of earth recedes from our slackening grasp. Then the gold and the goods we have given away will be all that our hands will clasp.